This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 17, 2024, the Oreos in Trouble edition. I'm extremely sad to report that title and extremely sad to report on the next story, which is found first of two stories from the Financial Times as the EU is set to fine the most ubiquitous cookie ever, the Oreo, its maker Mondelez, for blocking cross-border sales. The EU found the snack maker tried to prevent products from moving between countries so consumers could get lower prices. You know, when it comes to Oreos, that is just beyond the pale. And I don't know how you punish the cookie maker because, of course, we all want more cookies, particularly Oreos. So a sad day indeed. Our second story from the Financial Times reports on the rise of the chief AI officer. As boards grapple with the opportunity and risk of generative artificial intelligence, companies are leaning into this new role. A number of companies have designated a head of AI position most recently. And one recruiting firm said they've seen the landscape shift since the launch of ChatGPT. Really no surprise, but it points to the nimbleness of which companies must now respond to issues, whether it's a CISO, whether it's a chief of AI, whether it's data privacy, data protection, they've got to be able to move. Next up from Reuters, the U.S. said it will not seek the death penalty against Julian Assange in an attempt to extradite him. Of course, they have a claim of the, or one of the claims against him is he violated the Espionage Act, which does have a death penalty or death sentence available, but the U.S. says that it will not seek that. Now, the question is, does a U.K. court honor a U.S. commitment? That's perhaps an even more of an open question. And our final story comes to us from the New York Times, which reports that the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to cut back on the scope of anti-corruption laws. First, it said that companies could give money, gifts, or other remuneration prior to legislation being signed. And now they seem to be saying you can't give a gift on the back end. So is this the most corrupt U.S. Supreme Court? Sure beginning to look like it because they're making it so that not even they can be prosecuted. You have to wonder if there'll ever be a successful bribery prosecution again. And I guess Bob Menendez, Senator Robert Menendez, will simply say, hey guys, it was just a gift because they love me so much. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethoco to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.